www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, and so enjoy them. They're on us, freetalklive.com. Back to the phones, back to the fun. April in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Now, April, you had just begun to get into your topic when we had to go to the news break. So I want to let you recap your concern with the situation down in California.
Well, my brother's a cowboy. My dad's a cattle rancher down in Central California. They live outside in the foothills outside of Fresno. And what's going on there is a lot of those big ranches have, there are great big marijuana plantations.
Excellent.
On these ranches that are not, and they're not being gardened by the people who own the property. They're being guarded by illegal aliens. And they're
is it
being
just because they're so large they can't be tracked? Is that what it is? The ranches are just so big that they can't figure out the people are growing
pollen? Like for example, you know, a lot of these areas, they have a lot of oak, poison oak and thick underbrush.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, you know, he was riding along. He's in his mid-20s, he's riding along with his dogs, and he rode up into a cul-de-sac to get some cows, and he rode into a big one of these big plantations, and three Mexicans came out holding automatic weapons and held him at gunpoint, got mm-hmm. him down off of his horse and had him there. They were going to kill him, and he begged for his life
right.
and told them that, you know, he had two little girls, and he said, you know, if I disappear, they know where I came today, and they're going to be coming, at least one of my dogs is going to get back, and they're going to know that, you know, you're going to have to kill my horse, too, and they're going to know, they're going to come up looking for you, and they're going to find all this.
Sure. So
and,
they let him go.
They ended up letting him go with a promise that he was supposed to not say anything.
Good. Good. You know, now you mentioned it's Mexicans down in California, but in Kentucky it's not Mexicans. And in the other states where marijuana is grown illegally, it's you know, white people and black people and Hispanics. I mean, all kinds of people are involved in the marijuana trade. So I just want to make sure that you're not just attacking illegal immigrants here. These are just people who are growing black market marijuana.
I want you to understand that in this area, like for an example, they make a big deal about it when they catch some local kids with, you know, a few pot plants in the backyard, and the media's all over it, and the sheriff's department makes it sound like they're really doing something big. Meanwhile, these guys are coming back to the same places every year. They have PVC pipe they have set up because there's springs in the mountains, and they know
where
the springs
are. Are you saying that Mexican people are the only people that grow pot? Because it seems to me that the white people in America that grow pot are probably just paying off the authorities if you're not seeing any big stories.
Okay, would you let me finish my story? Would you let me explain what I'm talking about?
I kind of get what you're saying.
The Mexican mafia is setting up these big plantations in the Fresno County area in the foothills, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We believe that it must be the Mexican mafia. These are organized big things. They'll have 5,000 or 6,000 plants in these.
Of course. It's drugs. I mean, there's a lot of money in it, of course.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that the local sheriff's department, when we alert them to these places, now this is a thing. Our family could give a rip whether people grow it or smoke it. But
that's
the problem that we have with it is we have a problem when we're held at gunpoint
right.
on our own property.
Sure.
We also have a problem when, you know, if they're growing it up there and there's a bust, they might try to say, you know, the authorities might at some point try to say that we were involved in it or that we knew about it and we'll
sure.
lose our property.
Mm-hmm.
So I presume that you've come to the same conclusion that I have then, April, and that is that we need to fully legalize marijuana.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right. That'll solve the issue. I mean, then there's no more illegal growing. There's no more plantations like you're talking about. It'll all be done legally on individuals' property. There's no guns. There's no violence. There's no extreme black market profits. It would solve the problem.
But what I want to explain to you is, you know, when we went to the authorities, we called them and they said, okay, you know, we'll get back to you. Well, we waited and waited and waited, and it basically destroyed our quality of living in that area because, like, my sister-in-law and I, we used to go out and we used to take the quad with feed out to the cows up on the ranch and stuff, and we can't do that anymore because we're afraid to go up there. My daughters can't go.
You might,
you know, go up the creek and hunt and yeah. you know, go climbing around because we don't know where these guys are up
there. Not only that, but but on black market marijuana plantations, you also have to look out for booby traps. Even if there aren't individuals standing guard, in many cases there are very deadly, very dangerous booby traps that are set up in order to catch trespassers, so-called. I know you're saying they're growing on other people's land, but also another reason why you probably aren't hearing back from the sheriff's department is because they're probably taking payments to protect these guys.
Well, you know, we have to wonder that, and they wouldn't do anything. So finally what we did was we made my parents' property is right along a fairly well-used tourist road. So we took a big 8x10 or a big, big piece of plywood, and we put a sign on it, and it said, caution, next 3 miles, marijuana plantation guarded by armed Mexicans, you know, be careful. And we left it up
for you.
Put it alongside the road. And then pretty soon all the neighbors started complaining, and the next thing we knew they had a big drug bust. And when they did, they, the guys fought back. They had to haul a helicopter in. You know, it was a big deal, and, I mean, it was all over. Everybody, all the locals knew about it, and there wasn't even a peep in the local media about it.
Yeah, it's all so unnecessary. If we would just legalize drugs, the black market would disappear virtually overnight, the violence would go away, and people would be safe again. And it's really just it's a sad story what you're telling, April, and I feel terrible for the people that own property down there and all around the country, people who accidentally run into a marijuana plantation put their lives at risk. You're just walking through the forest one day, and then all of a sudden you encounter either violent men with guns or dangerous booby traps, and it's all only happening because the government has to run this insane war on drugs that we're dealing with. Thank you for the story. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you very much.
Yep, 800-259-9231. All because of the war on drugs. All of it.
It's true. Mm-hmm. You can't blame it on anything else. What happened there happened because of the war on drugs.
Right, and there are people who, she mentioned the Mexican thing. It's just because that was in Southern California. Here in Kentucky, for instance, it's going to be some good old boys.
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing. You're going to have gang members essentially guarding their very valuable plots of
and
marijuana.
People are going to hold grudges against those gang members because they're holding them hostage. And I absolutely would, too. And, you know, I don't feel bad about any epithets that are tossed in that general direction, but I think that it should be pointed out that, in fact, what the problem here is the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
And quite possibly the war on immigration that's currently going on, because a lot of these guys are probably indentured servants to some extent. I mean, they wouldn't have to work underground to make decent pay if it wasn't for their illegal status. So,
yeah, you know, whenever they declare a war on anything, you have to watch out, because what they do is they manipulate the mob. They get the mob in a frenzy, whether it's the war on drugs from the 80s or the war on immigration now. They get the mob into a frenzy. Help us, do something,
You mean the mob of people, not the mafia?
The mob, yeah. Gotcha. The mob of people, the democracy. And once the mob of people gets all upset, then, of course, they have this nice little shiny package they give you. Here's our fix. And you don't realize there's a Trojan horse inside. And that Trojan horse is a loss of freedom and liberty. It happens every time. And you have
every
to be aware
time.
Of it.
1-800-259.
Every time the government gives you a solution.
9231. Speaking of loss of freedom and liberty and immigration, well, here's some news out of Washington, the AP reporting, that the Bush administration is proposing to nearly double the cost of becoming a U.S. citizen and drastically raise the cost of becoming a legal permanent resident. They're looking at raising the fees for the citizenship and immigration services. Now,
because that accomplishes what?
It will accomplish locking out more poor people from coming to the United States.
No, it won't stop them from coming to the United States.
Legally.
Yes, it'll stop them from coming to the United States legally.
Yeah, let's see. I've got pennies to my name. Do I want to come and fill out a bunch of paperwork and pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars in fees? Or do I want to just come on over and take my chances? The Bush Citizenship and Immigration Services Division of the Department of Homeland Security announced Wednesday it wants to raise the application fee for citizenship from $330 to $595. That's just for the application. Remember, it's an application, therefore it can be denied. Sorry, apply again next year.
Good luck.
800-259-9231. There's more about the fees coming up here.
Cha-ching.
Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. In a free country, so-called, you shouldn't have to pay off a gang of thugs in order to be granted admission to that so-called free country. That's what's going on here. That's what the government is in this case. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you. Dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Talking about the Customs Department at the federal level, apparently Citizenship and Immigration Services is what it's called. So there's two different divisions. There's Citizenship and Immigration Services for the bureaucrats that process applications for citizenship, and then there's ICE, which is the Enforcement Division.
Right.
All right, so they're looking at raising the application fee for citizenship from $330 to $595. Also, they want to raise the fee for becoming a permanent resident from $325 to $905. Now, as I recall, there was a poem, and I don't know, maybe it's not there anymore on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. I believe Emma Lazarus wrote it, and it's called The New Colossus.
And they chip it off?
It's a very, very beautiful poem, and I think we should probably just pull it up here, Mark. Maybe you can dig it up as I continue the story. But I don't know. Maybe it's been... in fact, I think somebody emailed me, and I'll see if I can pull that up as well. They emailed me saying that apparently the poem has actually been changed on the New Colossus, or the Statue of Liberty. So we'll get to that. But first, the agency plans to eliminate other costs those legal residency applicants often pay while they're waiting for their permanent residency to be final. Emilio Gonzalez, the Citizenship and Immigration Services Director, said more than 99% of the agency's costs are paid for with application fees. Oh, really? So that must mean there's a lot of people applying but getting denied, right? Because they can only, by the rules that they have, they can only allow so many hundreds of thousands of people to actually have their applications approved. So they must be getting just buku application fees and just denying a bunch of people, making them apply again. The increases, he says, are needed to make up for lost revenue and to help the agency become, quote, the immigration service of the 21st century.
I love your official bureaucrat voice.
We need to grow.
It's nonsense.
He says we need to grow, we need to strengthen, we need to modernize, we need to provide the very best possible customer service.
Who's your customer service?
You know, that's like saying that you're a customer of the Internal Revenue Service as well. I'm sorry, I don't think the term customer can apply when you're dealing with government agencies. At least government agencies that have mandates over your livelihood, that have control over your freedom. You are a subject, not a customer.
You know, absolutely. If you're a customer, you could go to some competing organization and be serviced by them, but...
Or you could choose not to use them and use somebody else.
Yeah, but you don't have that choice with
right.
government. It's one service, and you can only use this service. If you try to go around it, they're going to send the guys from ICE after you, pull you out of your home in the middle of the night, or perhaps pull you out of your job and take you away from your children. You'll never see them again, and then they deport you back to your home country.
Well, it sounds like there's a greater incentive not to go through the system.
You mean by them raising the fees?
Absolutely.
Sure, just one more reason to stay away from the legal system. I don't blame them. The agency said the new fees would reduce average application processing times by 20% by the end of September 2009. Can you believe that? Government agencies actually claiming that they'll become more efficient if we just give them more money? Does anyone who's listening to this show right now really believe that?
Does anybody really believe that? That the government, any government program, is going to get more efficient because you give it more money? It's nonsense. It's never happened.
It's like trying to cure obesity by loosening your belt.
The agency said the new fees would... the agency said it would raise $2 billion over those 2 years from the fee increases. The money is to be spent on improving immigration offices, got to buy more chairs. You know, you got to have the plush, the leather chairs.
Leather.
The money also will go to improving technology. You remember the story about the FBI... Apparently, they don't even have all of their employees with email addresses yet.
That's because they don't have a working computer system.
Right, they have
the FBI, people.
Right.
This is the Federal Bureau of Investigations that's keeping you safe. This is the only police organization between you and the terrorists, apparently.
Yeah, but they have lots of guns, guys.
But, you're right, but they don't have. They can't make a working
if they shoot the
computer
wrong
system.
Yeah.
The money should be spent also on hiring and training, more bureaucrats, background checks of immigrants, and speeding up completing applications. Remember, there was a story also recently about how the applications are backed up by over a year? as I understand it. Wasn't that the statistic, Mark? I mean, it was like they're just now getting to processing 2004 or 2005.
I can't imagine they're that far along. I mean, we're talking about government bureaucrats here.
Applicants.
If you've ever seen what they do with applications like this, especially when nobody's standing there next to them going, hey, can I have my damn application now, please? It takes them years and years
Put down the donut first. Applicants now pay a $70 fingerprinting fee. The agency wants to increase that to $80
because
it costs more now. fees are also paid for $70 to fingerprint somebody? Wait, I mean, it's so obvious that these people work outside of the marketplace. How much could it possibly cost to fingerprint someone? I mean, it doesn't take a lot of time. You put the person's hand on the ink, and then you put it on the piece of paper, and then you do the other hand and put that on a piece of paper, maybe write their name on the piece of paper and file it in a filing cabinet. I mean, maximum 15 minutes. Piece of paper, ink, not a lot of costs involved there.
They're not motivated. There is no motivation to get this done, and that's the problem with having the government do things. They're not motivated.
The largest increases are a jump from $475 to $2,850. This one's for entrepreneurs who want to immigrate to the country and plan to invest in businesses and create jobs. Boy, we wouldn't want anybody coming here and creating their own businesses. I mean, we've got to make it prohibitively expensive for that. I mean, we've got to protect American businesses by not allowing these entrepreneurs to come over here. Let's jump it from $475 to more than five times that amount, $2,800. That's significant. And then they have to go, if they can pay the $2,800, then they have to go and jump through all the other regulatory hoops, the health code, the building code, the fire code, the permits. I mean, it's so hard to start a business in this country. And now it's even more difficult for entrepreneurs to do it. When the statistics show that, I believe it's a full one quarter of businesses started in the United States are started by immigrants. These guys are coming here creating jobs for Americans. They're coming here and creating opportunities for you guys. And you want this government to continue standing in their way? If you think this is a good idea, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Oh, don't forget the increase from $180 to $1,370 for people still applying to be legal residents under the 1986 immigration law that granted amnesty. $1,300 now, over $180, for people applying to be legal residents under a 1986 law. Are there people still applying 20 years later? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't really understand.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free
number. Is the government still that's behind?
You take control of the airwaves. I don't know. I could be misinterpreting that, but they're definitely behind. They're definitely slow. They're definitely bureaucratic, and they need to go away. They're impeding freedom. The new Colossus. There is a new version. We'll get to that on the way. This is your show. You take control. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system awaits you. Over 180,000 posts. We've got over 1,400 people interacting. It's free and fun. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, don't forget to get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. It's happening February 23rd through the 25th. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We've been talking about immigration, the federal government looking at increasing the fees they charge people that want to actually go through the process of coming to the United States legally. And personally, I think we should just abolish the entire organization, the Citizenship Bureau or whatever it is that they're called. It's the Citizenship and Immigration Services. And now their services are about to double and triple and quadruple and quintuple in price.
It's not that easy. I mean, the citizenship service in and of itself, it's not easy. It's not just so easy as say, let's get rid of it, because there's a lot of issues that go along with it.
Like what?
Like welfare.
Yeah, well, we get rid of welfare, too.
Okay. Well, you've got to say that.
Okay.
What about hospitals that have to treat
that's welfare.
Six... It's not welfare, but it's a law.
It's a mandate that will, okay, yes, but that'll go away too. Well, those laws will go away.
Okay. So how about, what are you going to do about terrorists? Terrorists sneaking across the border.
I'm concerned about that.
About schools?
The terrorists that allegedly did 9/11 were here legally. So what are you going to do then? So I'm not too concerned. I would personally leave it up to the marketplace to provide security. I trust the marketplace far more than I would the government. And what about schools? Well, we've already touched on that tonight. Market schools. No more government schools. So this all has to be done.
So I wouldn't be forced to pay for any illegal alien schooling.
Of course not. In fact, that's one of the points that the the opposition makes here. Edward Kennedy from Massachusetts, who's actually against the price raises, says it would price the American dream out of reach for qualified immigrants. Now, while I agree with that statement, I also don't think Ed Kennedy would be interested in removing the bureaucracy entirely. I mean, if a $700 fee prices them out of the American dream, why doesn't a $300 fee price them out? Let's get rid of all of the fees. But then,
you know, because freedom's just a lot easier than what these politicians have in mind.
Totally. But that's not what any of them have in mind. They don't have freedom in mind. They just want more controls. Like Representative Lamar Smith from Texas, who is, he said it was right for the people who benefit to pay the cost of that benefit, not taxpayers. And I see where he's coming from. And for a fiscal conservative, that statement's going to resonate. They're going to say, yeah, user fee. Us taxpayers shouldn't have to be paying for this immigration bureaucracy. And, okay, if you're going to have the bureaucracy, what he said makes sense. But if you want to have freedom and liberty, the bureaucracy must be abolished.
I would have to agree with that. You know, the thing is It's one of those, hey, my people got through the door, now shut it. I mean, I don't know about you, but my ancestors immigrated to this country. Some of them immigrated before others. I have German ancestry that immigrated in the early 1900s. I have English ancestry at least the name that I have, they came over on the boat. I'm not actually related to those people. I'm adopted. But you know, they came over, not on the boat, they came over on the Mayflower, excuse me.
Okay.
So I've got all different levels. But, you know, the Indians could say, hey, send those immigrants back home, because they're pretty sick of it.
We were here first.
They could very well. So how come, if you believe in immigration, if you believe that the immigrants should be kept out because this country's whole and complete, why don't we all have to leave so the Indians can have it back?
1-800-259-9231. If you can answer that question, let's go to the phones and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the Amplifier line. Hey, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
talk about immigration. I'm in the process of trying to get a green card for my wife's parents, and I tell you, it's a nightmare.
Oh, I'll bet it is.
We started this process about 4 years ago, and after about a year or so, we called back to check on it, and they'd lost the paperwork.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, and that was after paying the fees, of course.
Yep.
So now we're in the process of starting the entire thing over again with new users, new fees, of course.
Geez.
And so.
And if you don't like it, too bad.
I said they should just come over the border from Mexico and just, you know, do it like everybody else does it. But
Gene, did you have copies of your old paperwork?
Somewhere, but they said if it's lost, it's lost, I guess.
Yep, send us some more money.
Copies,
yeah,
copies.
I think that's all it's about, is they just want to get user fees.
That's all
but,
it
you
is.
You know, Ian, I've heard you in the last couple of weeks now talk about the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service,
mm-hmm.
and kind of making fun of them being called the service. Well, I think you ought to change your attitude, because the Internal Revenue Service is a service, absolutely.
What do you mean?
Well, I take it you've never been around the farm much.
No. I grew up in a urbanized area.
I see. Well,
suburban, I guess.
They you know, when you're breeding bulls and horses and things like that, they have something called a stud service.
Mm-hmm.
And the Internal Revenue Service is a service definitely in line with the stud service.
How's that?
Well, because they screw everybody.
So yeah,
you can't say they're not a service. They're definitely a legitimate service, just like Joe Bob's bull studding service down the street and, you know, those other types of services.
Oh, Gene, you're
like
being
that.
Facetious. They're not legitimate because they aren't funded on a voluntary basis.
The question is, who are they servicing?
Well, they're servicing all of us.
No, they're servicing themselves with our money, is what they're doing. Just like the immigration people.
You're still not getting it, Ian. They're servicing us.
I get it.
Never mind. It's over.
No
your
more
head,
of this
okay?
pandering to the lowest
like
common
it.
Denominator. I would have expected Gene, the Christian anarchist, to be above pandering.
That's right.
Well, he knows a screwing when he sees one.
That's right. But they don't buy us drinks first or anything.
You know, there's a lot of Christians out there that have bull studying services too. You know.
I don't even know if I want to go there. What, bull studying?
He's just saying he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think we're getting way too close to talking about animal sex.
And I'd like to, if we're going to talk about Christianity and vulgarity, I'd like to get into that. The Bible doesn't say anything about vulgarity. The Bible doesn't say anything about cuss words. They talk about curses. You shouldn't curse people, but cursing is, Wayne, I hope the fleas of a thousand camels infest your bed. You know, that's a curse. So the Bible doesn't even address this. This is a man-made sin. It's vulgar, but it's not sinful.
Gotcha.
It's not wrong. It's none of those things. So if your preacher says the F-bomb in church, he's not going to hell. He's just done something tacky.
1-800-259-9231, something that's in many cases not socially acceptable, certainly in that particular
situation. No, don't say that crap in front of my mom.
All right. Or my wife.
Well, we've been talking about immigration and how the government just generally stinks and is restricting freedom. And the old version, there was a, the New Colossus is a poem that appears at the foot of the Statue of Liberty in New York City. And it's called The New Colossus by Emma Lazarus. It was, I guess, put there, I don't know, was it put there at the same time as the statue's delivery? I'm not sure about the actual history of the poem, but it's there.
It's certainly attached, inexorably attached to the statue. You know, give me your poor, give me your weak.
Is right. This the original one?
This is the original one, but there's a new version. I'll read you the original first, and then we'll do the new one. Here's the original, The New Colossus. Let's see. Throughout the history of America, the Statue of Liberty, this isn't actually the poem, it served as a welcoming greeter to immigrants seeking a better life. She's been a symbol of hope to the outcasts and downtrodden of the world who came to America seeking that better life. In 1883, Emma Lazarus wrote a sonnet entitled The New Colossus, which contracted this new monument to the Colossus of Rhodes, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, which stood for brute force and imperialism. Lady Liberty would instead stand as a mother, inviting immigrants to seek freedom and prosperity. This theme was memorialized in 1903 when her poem was engraved on a bronze plaque, there's the answer to my question, and mounted inside the Statue of Liberty. So that was back in the old days when we actually appreciated immigrants, when we in the United States actually encouraged immigration, when we saw immigration as a great boon to the economy in the United States.
And when we truly had a free country.
Certainly much freer than it is today. We'll come back with the old New Colossus and the new Colossus. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain here in this edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
But still just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features because we give them away. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 35 categories of products to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on many of the products that you will buy. In fact, I believe every single one of the products in their grocery subsection is a free Super Saver shipping item, which is awesome. And so you can get the stuff you need delivered to your door and get it affordably because they're competitive. As far as their prices are concerned, great shipping deals. And the best part is that you help Free Talk Live out. Whenever you enter their site through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's that easy. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Talking about immigration, the New Colossus, the poem, great poem, that is inscribed at the foot of the Statue of Liberty. It was added there in 1903, written by Emma Lazarus, to celebrate the concept that is America. The concept is simple. We are supposed to be a beacon of liberty for the entire world to see. We're supposed to show the world that there is a place in the world that if you can just escape the clutches of your evil, tyrannical government,
you can enjoy freedom and build the dream for yourself.
Right, and make it to our shoreline. You're in. You've made it to freedom, and you can live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anyone else. That was the original concept, and that was what the New Colossus attempted to embody, and here it is. And he says it's written, this, by the way, sent to us by Brian, he says it's written in iambic pentameter. I have no idea how to read in iambic pentameter, so bear with me. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. Not mother of rich, wealthy people that are only allowed to come to the United States.
Engineers.
And not mother of illegals.
From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor the Twin Cities frame. Keep, ancient land, your storied pomp, cried she with silent lips. Storied pomp. Sounds like rich, power-mongering freaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have anything against rich people. It's just the ones that want to control others that I have a problem with. She says, with silent lips, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Wretched refuse! Doesn't sound to me like Wretched Refuse would be able to come up with the $700 application fee that the U.S. government is requiring them to come up with in order to come
here
legally.
No, at one time in our country, we understood the value of the human spirit, mm-hmm. that somebody who came to the shore, if we gave them freedom, that they would build for themselves a life, and that life would benefit everyone.
And boy, did they.
Yeah, absolutely they did.
It's because
of that. But now, not these damn Mexicans. No, not the Mexican people aren't capable of it. How bigoted and sick.
It really is.
It really is.
And it's in all of this immigration control is based on
this
bigotry.
This stuff was said about the Scots. This was said about the Germans. It was said about the Irish. It was said about the Italian people. It's been said about the Greeks. And it's just disgusting.
You know, I just think that something here with the Mexican immigration stinks to high heaven. There is no brutal dictator down in Mexico. There are no wars or civil wars or anything. Why are tens of millions of people pouring over the border? There's something
more
to this.
It's just more freedom. There's more freedom in the United States than there is in Mexico.
Well, there's also a lot of economic problems in Mexico because the government's corrupt.
Sure. And I could imagine getting fed up with that. If all you can do to get more freedom is cross a border, it's easy. Go for it. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue the poem. Send these, the homeless, the tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That was what it was all about, was showing people the way towards freedom. Just get here. We can't help you get out of your country, but if you can make it here, we can help you have a life, a good life for yourself, and live in freedom amongst other freedom-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we've allowed the government to take control of all of this, and it has ruined the Freedom Party here in the United States. It has ruined liberty, and it continues to do it. And that's why Brian has brilliantly come up with a revised edition for the new Colossus. He says, however, this poem and statue no longer seem representative of the nation in which we live. Certainly this symbology is obsolete and is in desperate need of an update. In this post-9/11 world, it is said that we can no longer afford an open border. Thus, it is vital that we adopt a symbol more characteristic of the current xenophobic attitude held by the general populace. Rather than prospective immigrants gazing at a marvelous emblem of freedom, soon they may be met with a solid wall along our southern border. Perhaps an appropriate capstone for such a new colossus would be to melt down the time-worn Statue of Liberty and let her instead guard our border atop a tremendous barricade. Ergo, in the same spirit, I've taken it upon myself to revise the original poem into a form more suitable for placement mounted upon this prospective wall. Now, the new Colossus, the revised edition, adapted by Brian Peel. Not like the Lady Liberty of old, whose torch welcomed people from every land, here at our sun-baked desert edge shall stand a mighty wall with capstone of retooled copper, cast in a neoteric mold. No longer freedom and ideals so grand, but rising as a barrier long spanned, alas, symbolic of coercive scold. Keep out thy foul and filthy lot, cries she, with angry scowl. There's no welcome here. This country is most certainly not free. Nativism reigns. Punished quite severe are those with defiant ethnicity. I lock the gate along this vast frontier. I think it's brilliant.
It sums up what's happening. You know, all these children of immigrants, all of us, the children of immigrants, mm-hmm. we stand here in America and we say, get the hell out. Who the heck do you illegal aliens think you are? We've put laws in place that make you illegal now. Mm-hmm. The laws weren't in place when our ancestors came in,
right,
but now you're bad people.
Right, they used to just be people. And they still are just people. But the law, all of a sudden, gives people an excuse to hate. You see that?
Yep.
Although the immigration controllers will back down when you accuse them of being, I support immigration.
I love Mexican people. It's the illegal ones
it's them illegal.
I have a problem with the illegality of it, too. I think it should be legal. But I think that there should be no welfare. I shouldn't be in any way required to support some immigrants' children. And there was a time in this country when you could come here, you could make a life for yourself, and you weren't a drain on anyone else.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In 1903, it was sink or swim here.
Yeah. And, you know, just think what those people from 1903 did to build this nation.
It's not us.
Yeah. I mean, the nation has been, deteriorating. You can't make as much money now as you used to be able to. And it's because we've allowed the government to grow so large that they tax the crap out of everybody.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. And with that goes innovation. There's so many people, including myself. I would have started probably had my own factory and a big business. I just don't do it because why bother?
Too much regulation.
Too much regulation.
Sure.
Too much baloney. Too much paperwork. I don't want it.
After you get so many employees, then you got to do this. After you do so many more employees, you got to have that.
And now they're telling the immigrants that if you want to be an entrepreneur here in the United States, $2,800 instead of $300 or whatever the old fee was. They're quintupling the fee.
And what's wrong with getting rich? I know that word is maligned nowadays. The rich. Well, what is the rich? When people say that to me, especially you hear it a lot with leftists say, the rich this and the rich that, I say, well, what do you consider rich?
How much is rich?
Yeah.
Someone with more than me, Wayne.
Well, that's really what it is.
Well, you know, it used to be $100,000 a year and if you made that, you were rich. But right now, $100,000 a year barely keeps you in the middle class in many places.
You know, I totally agree, Wayne. And Julia and I, my girlfriend, were getting into a discussion with some of our friends here in Keene. And they were attacking the big box stores for coming into town here. You're ruining the Keene. You're bringing these big stores in here, destroying the aquifer, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, Walmart at one time, and still is, Walmart was a small mom-and-pop store. It's, you know, many years ago, the Waltons started this store. And they did such a good job with it that it took off. They expanded. They got more stores. Do the people who are anti-big box store start hating when there's two stores? I mean, what's the number of stores that, at what point, when you have a certain number of stores, X, at what point does X start to offend people? Is it the square footage in each store, or is it the actual number of each store?
Well, sometimes the theory is that Walmart is going to put small businesses out of business, but if you look at it, maybe it may happen a little bit, but what can happen is a smart entrepreneur is going to find his niche in his town.
Sure.
Just like here in Keene, you have the downtown area, which is very vibrant. There's a lot of good small businesses here. And then the outskirts of town have the big box stores.
Right.
And they both coexist very well together.
They sure do. And by the way, it's a misnomer to say that the box stores put smaller stores out of business. Consumers make decisions, and based on those decisions, people go and come out of business. I mean,
that's right.
It depends on where you go and shop. It's up to you and everyone else. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night for more online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How are you?